43. Meditation is necessary. It is habitual, hence called natural, for present-day humanity to go along with a mental flow to outside things. Meditation reverses this direction and tries to bring the little mind back to its origin, mind. The giving up of thoughts leads to the giving up of the personal self. In his quietest moments, a man hears in the depths of his being a voice which tells him that he comes from a country to which one day he must return. The benefits of meditation apply both to mundane life and to spiritual seeking. Think what it means to be able to give our mental apparatus a complete rest, to be able to stop all thoughts at will, and to experience the profound relief of relaxing the entire being, body, nerves, breath, emotions, and thoughts. Both the necessity and justification of meditation lie in this, that man is so preoccupied with his own thoughts that he is never aware of the mind out of which they rise and in which they vanish. The process of stilling these thoughts or advanced meditation makes this awareness possible. Once he recognizes his responsibility toward the fulfillment of this higher purpose for which the infinite wisdom has put him here, he will have to recognize also the obligation of devoting some time every day for study of and meditation upon it. Meditation is essential for every man, because without it he lives at too great a radius from his divine center to understand the best thing which life can offer him. The over-self is drawing him ever inward to itself, but the ego's earthly nature is drawing him back to all those things or activities which keep him outwardly busy. On the issue of this tension depends the result of his meditation. If he can bring such devotion to the over-self that out of it he can find enough strength to put aside everything else that he may be doing or thinking and give himself up for a while to dwelling solely in it, this is the same as denying himself and his activities. Once his little self gets out of the way, success in reaching the over-self is near. The meditation has been successfully accomplished when all thoughts have come to an end and when the presence of divinity is felt within this emptiness.